Watch Candace Owens, reparations are an obvious scam, pandering ahead of an election. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 24, 2019. Flexit founder Candace Owens told Breitbart News on Friday that the Democrats proposing reparations for Black Americans is an obvious scam meant for pandering ahead of an election cycle. "They think Black Americans are stupid," said Owens of Democrat politicians. "I spoke specifically about reparations because it's just one of the most obvious scams that's before us. In terms of saying that this is something they want to suddenly take a look at, ahead of an election cycle," said Owens of her September testimony before a House Oversight Joint Subcommittee hearing. Breitbart News caught up with Owens at Turning Point USA's 5th Annual Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida on Friday. "This is exactly the sort of pandering that I speak out against," added Owens of the Democrats' reparations proposal. "They think Black Americans are stupid. They think that we're emotional. They don't think that we understand that what we need are better policies, not more handouts." "Handouts amount to absolutely nothing," said Owens. "If they did, Black America would be wealthy today. Because the welfare industry, $22 trillion has gone into it. And Black Americans are poorer today than when it began. So, I speak out against all of that trickery that comes from the left. And that rhetoric ahead of any election cycle." Owens added that President Trump reaches Black Americans because he doesn't play race games. Watch below. "I don't think President Trump focuses on any one group in America," said Owens. "He just believes in America, and that's really all it takes to uplift groups that, in the past, have not been uplifted, to not play the race games. Just say, you know what, I'm going to bring jobs to America. You know what, I'm going to tackle illegal immigration, which, we know is one of the biggest issues harming Black America," added Owens of illegal immigration. "Black American men between the ages of 18 and 21 are the people that have to directly contend and fight for jobs with illegal immigrants. So it's just his policies, which are good for the economy, that ultimately uplifted Black America, and people are starting to see," said Owens. "They accuse him of being a racist. He's obviously not racist, because he's uplifting all sorts of groups, just through good policies." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram.